On the eve of the grand opening of Fair and Square on Trainor and 9th Streets, the store's visionary, Bill Clark, describes the scene as a mix of mayhem and excitement.
In addition to about 60 of our employees here in various stages of training and stacking the shelves, we also have people coming in to prepare for the festivities tonight. We have contractors who are doing the last bits of the punch list.
69-year-old Naomi Jay stopped by for a sneak peek. She says Chester is hungry for fresh produce.
The food looks beautiful, and I see a few selections that I know I'll come back and buy on a daily basis because I can make a salad and eat healthy that way. Even if I wanted to steam some vegetables, they're right here. I don't have to get on the bus, catch the next bus back, and that's it. Or get in a car.
City leaders have been trying for years to court a big grocery store, but they say it's been hard to convince supermarkets they could turn a profit. Fair and Square is different. The food bank Philabundance is running it, with about $7 million in support coming from private and government sources. Again, Bill Clark, the executive director.
We're hoping that it can provide a model, not just for the Chester and the Delaware Valley, but a model for taking the pressure off of hunger across the country.
Clark says Philabundance distributes close to 1 million pounds of food annually in Chester. It's hard to keep up. He expects average prices at Fair and Square will be 5 to 10% cheaper than a typical market. Plus, people in need will be eligible for special discounts. Meanwhile, across town, the discount grocery store Bottom Dollar is slated to open this winter. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.